Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, I wonder, are you a wish cycler? Well, the term wish cycling relates to putting waste in a recycle bin in the hope that it will be recycled, even though it cannot or is unlikely to be recyclable. A recent survey in the UK found that 84% of households contaminate their recycling through this wish cycling practice. Well, here to tell us more about wish cycling is Pauline McDonough of mywaste.ie. Pauline, you're welcome to the programme. 84% in the UK contaminating their recycling. I wonder, do we have any ideas the figure that high in Ireland?
I don't think so, Sarah. I think we're a little bit better, and we also have a population that's very interested in waste management and recycling. So they're quite well informed, but we'd still have a good bit of wish cycling going on.
You know, every time we discuss this, we get questions from people about, can you put this in or can you put that in? One of the things that I think some people are becoming more and more aware of is that there's a difference in what you can be put in your recycling bin at home and what you can bring to a bring centre.
Exactly. And one typical thing that we all have that we get rid of that people wish cycle for is textiles. If you think about it, we all get rid of clothes or we get rid of things like tights or underwear. And we find a huge amount of these in the recycling bin, and that's the wrong place for them. If they're reusable, you should be taking them to a charity or a pre-loved shop and or putting them in the textile bank, which you'll find at the Bring Bank centres or the civic community sites. Now, it's interesting, Sarah, your research is from the UK, and the government was aware a couple of years ago that there was the potential for misinformation. So that's why the My Waste platform was set up to help Irish citizens get the answer to the Irish waste problems.
Do you know what the problem? I'm a half cycler. And I'll tell you what that is. I do a half-assed job on cleaning the stuff before I put them in the bin.
Ooh.
Now, I totally admit that. But in my defence, an awful lot of people this weekend, for example, will be using tinfoil, right? Or getting takeaways. Mm. And you know those gooey sauces from the takeaway? It's very hard to really clean them. You have to go whole hog on that, don't you?
Exactly, Cormac. So there's two rules of thumb. The first one is you should put into your recycling bin all of the things that you want to put in clean, dry and loose. So at least if you make a mistake, it's easy for us to pull it out on the production lines, which are the massive recycling centres where all the things go.
Okay.
And the second rule of thumb is if you can't be bothered, like you just said, to clean it out, please leave it out, because you, with your food waste, in that particular example is a really good one, because if you, say, splodge in this tinfoil with curry sauce on it and it gets onto papers, you're effectively ruining the paper fibre. Things like I mentioned, like the textiles, tights get caught up in all the machinery and cause terrible damage in the recycling facilities. But we have an A to Z on mywaste.ie, which gives you the answers to, I think, over 200 different products that we all use
Day. In my own defence, I was actually talking about the actus reus element of the crime and not the mens rea, not the mental. So my intention, you wrote off completely there.
Okay, I actually really do want to ask a question,
okay,
if you don't mind.
Your question.
I wonder, you don't try to come back. Pauline, this whole idea of wish cycling, right, and Cormac saying he'll throw, something half-washed, I don't think he's alone in that, to be fair. Mm. I wonder if we weren't charging for black bins, would people be much more likely to recycle responsibly? Because, if you can fit it in the recycling bin, you're not filling up your black bin as fast, and then you're not paying for it maybe every week. And, that's in the back of people's head. And I know it's a small fee, but anyway, go on. Yeah.
Well, actually, in most cases, people aren't motivated by money in terms of how they separated their waste.
Okay.
We know from all the work, the behavioural insight work that we do with the public, that actually probably 7, 8, 9 out of 10 adults in Ireland want to do it right. And that's why you were saying you get inundated with questions. Mm. And there are other systems as well, like say, for example, cosmetics and toothpaste. There are schemes on the high street with a lot of, I don't want to name any particular shops, where you can, they have return bins for makeup and for toothpaste and things like that that aren't recyclable in the recycling bin.
Okay.
And then they give you a discount off the next product that you're buying.
Okay, well,
so
as you say, my waste
return.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry because I'd love to talk to you more, but unfortunately we're out of time. And mywaste.ie has loads of information on this, as you've mentioned. Pauline McDonough, thank you so much for joining us.